Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you are listening to Midwatch with the Rev. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless you. I appreciate everybody that's listening and everybody that's viewing our show online right now. We are doing a lot of things, trying to get a lot of things together, trying to get a lot of things worked out through the Lord. Amen. Well, let me tell you a few things, what's going on in the ministry. First of all, welcome back. Welcome back, Monday. Welcome back. We are trying to do our shows Monday through Friday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. We're going to have a lot of different things. And what I've done this show a certain way and a certain way over the past 5 years. It's been a challenge because I think that the main thing is that I used to basically get a show, do about 30 minutes, 20 minutes, and throw commercials in and out and stuff in there. But now I think I'm going to go, I think that we're going to try and do a complete hour, give you up-to-date information about what's going on. So this is the first show, and we've got a lot of things we're working right now, a lot of things we're trying to get figured out. But this is the first show that we're actually going to be putting together that's going to be a different format, a different way of doing things, different way of making things happen, which is good. Which, you know, we need to change up things to make things seem a little bit better. Amen? We need to try and get things changed so we can improve. Because you should always be evolving and making things happen. Sometimes the old show, when we're taking a little bit of a gamble, because the old show has been very popular and stuff in the way that we've been running it and our format and everything. But today I think that we're going to try something different. We've got different things we're going to do. We're going to have three to four segments, and what we're going to do is try and make sure that all the audio is working on the program. So you're going to hear different sound effects today and different things, just to make sure that we're getting this stuff online and making sure that you can hear the show itself and everything that we're going through as far as the programs that we're trying to put for you and everything. But how was your Sunday? What did you get from there? That's the first question I like to ask this morning. A lot of times we will try and get different types of things from our sermons that we got on Sunday, and we're gonna jump into that segment a little bit further back. But I want you to think. That's the question of the day. The question of the day is, what did you take home from your church yesterday morning, yesterday afternoon, or Saturday if you went to go praise and worship on Saturday? What did you take home from your church? Later on the third segment, I'm gonna share with you what I took home and what I felt that was the main theme that I got from my service that we had. I didn't preach this past Sunday night. We had a guest speaker come in, which is always good to have time to listen to other men of God speak the word of God and hear them and hear their knowledge. We had Pastor Roger DeWitt from Spring. He came over to Umbo and he did a great service, a great thing. In fact, he's going to sign up possibly with us to do a book for him as well. So our Rev Media Publishing, you can find it at christianpublishers.com, and you'll be able to find out what we're doing over there. Just to let you know that it was a beautiful Sunday service. And not to jump into my theme, which is what did you take from your church, or what did you take from your church, and not taking sound equipment or anything like that, but you know what I mean. It's basically my theme for today is how much have y'all, and Fridays and Mondays are going to be relationship days. So we're going to talk a lot about relationships today. We have some articles and stuff in our other segments that we're going to go over and read and stuff. So whatever we got to do, we're going to get it going and make it happen. So I know that God is doing a great thing, and that God is working on getting a whole bunch of things happening in our lives. Amen. Let me test some of the sound here since we got you on the air. All right, here, let's see if we can hear this now. I tried to play something for you, but it didn't play. Give me a second. We're all learning the new equipment that we got here at the church, at the station. Okay, I'm pretty sure I heard that now. Let's see. Are y'all clapping for me? Let's see. Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay, now we got the sound. We're going to go ahead and try that. I was trying to put this, put the signal in that we can actually do a live phone calls in, but we don't need that segment right now. Sorry, I kind of got lost there for a second. Let me get this. Hold on. Okay, now we're back to the show. You know what was amazing about my service yesterday? And not about the main service, about the about what I took home, but something else happened yesterday that was kind of in inventive, kind of like what we're doing with this show. Yesterday morning, we didn't have a Sunday school teacher, and we didn't have anyone do the children's church. So I took all the kids, the older ones and the younger ones, and I said, okay, well, I'll go ahead and do it. And they had the, you know, the little felts that you would do a little story on the wall, and you make that happen for them, and you do a little story and stuff. Well, I took them in there, and I looked at everything, and I looked at the kids, and we're about to start, and I just thought, well, let's try something different. Let's try and make things happen a different way. Let's try and build this. Like I said, we have to evolve. Things have to happen, just like in your relationships. If it's not evolving, if things are the same thing, things are mundane, things are not moving forward, then my friends, you got to see different things. Try some things new. Don't eat at the same restaurants all the time. Don't go to the same movie theater all the time. Don't always go to the movie. Try something else. So what I did with the kids is I brought them all upstairs to the radio station. And if I have the clip, I can look real quick and see if I have the clip. But we did a great performance of Cain and Abel's story. We had all the kids come in, and they all said hello on the radio. And we took over channel 1 on the television station, and we just broadcast our radio signal through there. And what we did was we got the kids, which are all the way from the babies all the way up to about 17, 18 years old. We got them all in here. We got into the story, and then here is some of the sound effects. And one thing I when we're reading the story, we're telling, it's one of the things I played that made them all crack up was this sound effect right here. And the reason that made them crack up, because that was outside of Eden and where they had to go live, Cain and Abel, and we had babies crying, and the only reason, the way we could, we didn't have a sound effect to take out Abel. According to the story, didn't describe how he was killed, so we kind of just threw in a couple of other sound effects, and it was hilarious because the kids enjoyed it. The kids, we got down to their level, and we got creative, and that's what we got to do. I'm excited because we're going to start doing some new church things at our church with the kids, and I'm going to invite some men of God that have worked a lot in the youth on the station. I'm going to invite a lot of people that are doing outreaches because those are the people you want to be involved with. I want to get a day, I think Thursday or Wednesday, and we're going to try and make that our outreach day. And then we're going to have our mission day, which is probably going to be on either one of those days. So we're going to have people call into the studio, and they're going to talk about their missions and what they've been doing. And we're still going to have Midwatch with the Rev with the teaching, how I teach it, because everybody likes how I teach the show and how I bring it to the heart of people. So we're still going to have that. But the thing with the kids was it was inspiring. So I laid out in front of them a plan, what I plan to do with the children's church and just to get their feedback and what they want to do. I told them that we're going to have a game room. And in that game room, basically, we're going to go ahead and run with a theme of just a couple of ping pong tables, a ping pong table, a foosball table, air hockey. We're going to try and get all that stuff donated if we could. And if not, we'll go buy it. And then we're going to set up an Xbox, a Wii. And that way we have our own little game room. And then in the other room is actually going to be where the children's church is. And we're going to have the actual teaching and stuff. So the kids will play for a little bit. And then they'll go over there and then they'll listen to the Word of God. They used to do the same thing when I was kids. Of course, we didn't have these type of video games. I think we had a couple of pinball machines or forget about what it really was. I think a foosball machine, that's what it was. And a ping pong table. I think a foosball and a ping pong table. And we play and stuff and eventually go to where they're teaching after that. So we're going to take that theme because it seems to work. And the kids are very interactive with all these kind of lesson plans that we've been doing. And they all got the story. We talked about Cain and Abel, and the biggest thing was the lion. Of course, the killing was, but the biggest thing was the lion and to God. And we talked about lying and how it gets you into problems and into things where you get in trouble. And that's basically the same thing on relationships. This is basically the same exact thing that we run into when you have a relationship, and then you go over there and you don't take care of things at home. When you start to lie, my friends, when you start to lie, you're gonna end up having to make up excuses, and eventually your excuses are gonna lead to a bad result. Now, I'm telling you this because, first of all, I want you to know that nothing, and what we covered on Friday, if you listened to our show on Friday, you would have heard that nothing is worth your family. Nothing is worth destroying what you have. You're not going to know what you've got it, and we said this on Friday. You're not going to know what you actually have at home and what the value of that is until you actually lose it. My friends, I want you to realize that these kids, even children, just small children, looked at me and I told them this very simple thing, and it was amazing because I looked at them and I told them, you get mad when your parents catch you, don't you? You get frustrated. You don't know what to do. And they all looked at me real quietly. And I tell them, you know what? It's frustrating when you get caught. But you're caught. You're caught. It's frustrating when everything else around you has caught you. It's frustrating when your lies can't get you past what's true. So to recap, what we talked on Friday was about making sure that your wife or your husband was your best friend. But not only that, but we also talked about making sure that you stay committed. And at home, we're talking about God's man law in the new book and new series and new seminar that I'll be teaching in the next few months. And that book itself is not completely done yet, but it's in the process. And we're talking about men not finishing things at home and walking out and finding the new model. I call it the new car smell, the new car look. And they take that look and they take off. It's happened a lot. You know, family and friends that have been in that situation. So we're going to be talking about that on our relationship days. We're going to make things happen. We're going to make sure that you understand what's going on. And I want you to understand this, that I am David Yanez, the Rev, and I am concerned about your life. I'll give you a quick promo about my book. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutOfGrace.com and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card. If you want to call in at 888-241-0768, hit extension 2, and we'll be able to help you in the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanez. And like I said before, we went on to that break real quick. And I hope you're hearing the commercial. So one thing I forgot to do, and if you just give me a second here, I'm going to go ahead and log in. One thing I forgot to do was turn on my chat room. So if you notice on the players that you got right now in front of you, if you're listening from our media sites, any of our media sites will have a player on RevMinistries.com, on Midwatch with the Rev, on RelationshipSeries.com, on Survivors by Faith. There will be a player at the top of the page, but at the bottom of the page, there's a chat session. So you can actually jump on the chat with me and talk with me while I'm online. So I'm going to log on right now, and it's provided by Chatango, I guess that's the right way of saying it. But you can chat with me while I'm on the air. You can let me know how my signal's coming through if you don't hear commercial and stuff. Kind of help me out. That way I don't have to be running around since I'm the only engineer today on a Monday here. And that will help me. So I am logged in on Chatango. Now, on the players, that if you're on the ministry site, on the players that's there on the ministry site, there you could actually log in right there in front of those players and talk to us. Now, on the other pages and stuff, they're at the bottom. So, and also on, I believe, also on our publishing site, revmediapublishing.com, and on almostoutofgrace.com, they're all on the bottom of the page and the players on the top. So, only on Rev Media Network channel do you have to actually look at the bottom of the, look at this, it's right beside the player. But anyway, just want to make sure that you understand that the format's changing just a little, but it's still the same Rev, sell the same material, just kind of divided up and everything like that. Anyway, what I want to talk to right now is about something that happened this weekend, and we're going to try to have daily news in here, and that's kind of cool. We can have daily news and have things that are happening because we're doing a daily show, and we're making things happen, and we're trying to make things grow. So the good thing is that we can actually have things happen on here with the daily show and have news things. This last weekend, one thing happened that was pretty big. That was that Walter Cronkite passed, and he was 92 years old. 92 years old. If you look at a man that had gotten, I've seen many funerals. I've seen many reports of people dying. I've seen many reports of tragedies, and I'm sure you have too. I mean, recently with Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett. It's amazing that when Cronkite passed away, every journalist, anyone that had a comment to say about Mr. Cronkite, and the late Mr. Cronkite, was that he was a man of integrity. That he was a man that decided that he was going to follow the right truth. That he wasn't going to lie. He wasn't going to bend. There's not going to be no gray. There's black and white, and then there's gray. There was no gray in his life. That is something. When you pass, and I'm telling you this, and we're not getting off the subject material. This is our second segment here. When you pass and things happen, and you do pass away, none of us want to. Eventually, some of us will. You want people to say great things about you. A lot of us say, oh, I don't care. Well, I do care. I'm sorry. I want a legacy, and I have a sermon that's called Legacy that I'm going to have to probably rebroadcast one day or redo it on this show. And Legacy, what are they going to say about you when you pass? I think the greatest honor that anyone could have is when tons of people come out and they visit a person's funeral. And tons of people come out there and they see them, the funeral. And you see cars a mile to 2 miles down. And what that shows me is that person was loved. But when people like Billy Graham comes out, and this is Billy Graham's quote, and I quote Billy Graham, he says, he invited us to believe in him, and he never let us down. That's an amazing thing. That's an amazing, amazing thing. To be in the public eye all his life, all his time on this earth, scandal didn't find him. Come on, I know you're listening. Scandals didn't find him. Skeletons in closets didn't find him. There's no dirt there. To live a life in the public eye for that long and not have anything come out to try and take you down. That's amazing. And for a man of God like Billy Graham to come in and say, he never let us down. That's something we need to look at. That's something that we need to look at, that we need to all think about in our lives, the things that we do.
Hi, this is David Yanis, host of MidWatch with the Rev, and it's General Station Manager for RevMediaNetwork.com. Just wanted to remind you to visit our main website, which is RevMinistries.com. I am the director of RevMinistries.com. We're doing several evangelistic things out there. One of them is reaching through media all the ways we can. We have books, CDs, we have an online station here. You're listening to it here on Rev Media Network. We're going to be broadcasting on television soon as well. We're making movies. We're doing everything we can to take the gospel out to the world. We also preach. We do seminars. We do healing conferences. We do relationship series, relationship. God bless you. Please visit us at RevMinistries.com.
Some of the craziest things, you got to pay attention to what's going on in life, because life will pass you by in a blink of an eye, and people do the silliest things. And I don't know what to call this segment, but we're just going to call it this. You got to keep an eye. That might be the title for this one. But there is this article that I read about NASA and about what they did with the most recent videotape, or the videotapes that they used to have of the original launch. And I'm looking for that while I'm talking to you. Here it is. Okay, this was reported on Yahoo News, of course, which Associated Press reported that NASA ended up going over our entire footage that when we put the man on the moon. They ended up taking the VHS recordings, or the recordings that they had, and they recorded something else over it. So that is like history there. That when you're not paying attention in the sound booth or in a technical booth, you can make a lot of mess of a lot of things. So be careful. And that's just in general in life. We need to make sure we kind of just keep an eye on what you're doing. Whether you're driving or working, you can make silly mistakes. And this mistake was a huge mistake. But thank God for Hollywood. Not that they're going to reenact everything, but because of CNG and because of different things that's out there, that they're going to be able to refurbish with some of the three or four tapes that are out. They're going to be able to refurbish and put that stuff back together for NASA and have some footage, if not a better quality. Just like they remade, rehash the Wizard of Oz and all the other Gone with the Wind and redigitized it and stuff. That's what they're going to do with this footage that they found around the world. Some extra copies with very limited stuff, but it's going to look just as good. So anyway, that's a crazy thing. And then another thing I want to tell you real quick, and this is another news fact that I found that was interesting. And I know a lot of us play video games, so I want to throw this in. And it's called Goodbye to Your Mouse. I don't know if you've seen it. It was on, I think it was on 2 days ago. And Bill Gates said that in a Yahoo interview with, actually an interview, I forget who that was with, but that you'll be able to operate your PC without a mouse eventually. And that's neat, because you remember that movie, was it Minority Report, and how Tom Cruise sat in front of the screen and just moved his hands left to right, and he was able to go through the entire screen and look at the files he was doing. In fact, they're introducing a new game system for the Xbox that you're going to be able to do the same thing, that you're going to be able to play a game without a controller and without a board and without anything. And so they're in our witty inventions. That's in our witty inventions category. But witty inventions, God tells us that he will give us witty inventions. He would give us knowledge to make wealth. Now, I challenge you, I encourage you to step out on a limb and make a witty invention. I challenge you, encourage you, that you need to try to make something happen. Because God has promised you wealth as a king, and has promised you faith as a priest, that you need to get out there and do something for the Lord. So, witty inventions. That's awesome. But back to our segment. What did you take home from church? I'm going to ask a few of you out there to think about that. And if you go to Chattanooga, and you can actually chat with me, if you see the chat box on your screen, you can log in, create a username, and chat with me, and let me know right through Chattanooga, what did you take home from church? Now, I took home something different, and I'm going to give you all a little bit of time to figure out what y'all took home. And I'm going to come back to this segment in a second. I think I want to go in and cover some other things real quick. Just letting you know that my book, if you go to my Twitter, David Yanis is my Twitter name. If you go to there, you can find out that our book, my ebook, is now in about 7 different listings on ebook sites and retailers, and along as well as our actual retail site at Rev Ministries and Almost Out of Grace and Rev Media Publishing, ChristianPublishers.com. So we're making ourselves available. We're getting out there. We're trying to get things going. If you're interested in putting a book together, let us know. We'll help you out. But the thing is, again, witty inventions, giving you knowledge to make wealth. Now, I'm not wealthy yet, but I'm prayingly I will be eventually, selling books, doing things for the Lord, doing all the things that I do. I'm involved. If you go into any of my websites, you will find out I'm involved in a lot, doing a whole bunch of things. Really, really, really busy. So I'll give you a little bit of chance to go in and text us with information about what did you take home from church. Let me just give you an example. I'm going to give you what I took home from church. If you turn to 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. Talks about David and Ziklag. We all know the story about David and Ziklag. What happened with David and what happened with Ziklag? David was coming back from a battle. And when he came back from a battle, his entire camp, his entire people, his wives, his children, his servants were stoned. Chapter 30. The Amalekites take Ziklag. They take it. And what happened to all the men? If we read in verse 30, verse 4. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Remember that. Underline that. Underline that in your word. No more power to weep. My friends, it is okay to cry. It is okay to hurt in relationships, in life, in general. It is okay to cry and cry. I ask this all the time during most of my relationship broadcasts, and that is this. How much did it hurt? Did it hurt to where you just ached? To where your bones ached? To where your muscles ached? To where you couldn't cry another tear? That it hurt so much that you cried? It's okay to cry. It's okay to hurt and cry when you're disappointed and there is loss. Loss hurts. Life has a lot of loss. Life and loss occur simultaneously. But there is a point during all the hurt, during all the pain, that you got to get up and get over it. Let's see in verse 6 of the same chapter, 1 Samuel 30, 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because of the soul of the people was grieved, every man his sons and his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. My friends, when you're depressed and when you're going through something in relationships, it is hard. It is hard to get encouraged. Friends try to encourage you. They invite you to the movies. People try to make things happen for you, but you don't want to see anyone. You avoid friends. You avoid church friends. You walk away. You don't want to be a part of that. But you do have to eventually pick yourself up by your bootstraps, as they say in Texas. Pick yourself up. Dust yourself up. And walk. The scripture says, though I fall, you must get back up. It hurts. But you have to encourage yourself. What did David do? Now, this is what I took home. This is just a highlight of what the sermon was preached and what I took home and what I felt I had to encourage myself. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, "Shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And he answered him, "Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them." I want you to understand the maturity of David right there. And understand what David did. When life is falling apart and hell has broke loose in your home, hell has broke loose in your residence, hell has broke loose in the very room that you sleep in, hell has broke loose in your bank accounts and at your job site, and there's nothing else to do, and you are grieved, and your mind is hurting so bad that you cannot control your emotions. David, in all the calamity, his followers and his friends and his men and men of God that followed him didn't have the maturity of David, because they decided and thought that they should stone him. They were so astonished, so distraught, so beat down. They just wanted to react and hurt. React with the pain that they were feeling. They wanted to react with the same pain and take a man's life. But David, in his wisdom, and probably in his fear as well, said, "God, what do I do?" As king, he could easily, right when that happened, right when everybody cried, right when they were all sad, right at that minute, he could have said, "Let's go get it. We're God's chosen." But no, in his maturity, he said, "God, I know I've lost all, but only you would tell me, do I go or do I stay? Do I go after this or do I let it play out?" My friends, in relationships, you got to ask God the same question. Do I let this play out or do I go after? You got to seek God in the wisdom that he's given you. The same wisdom David did in that scripture there. See, the Bible has something for relationships everywhere. And that same wisdom that he asked God and said, "Do I go or do I stay? Do I pursue? Am I going to get it back?" And he said, "Yes, you will get it back if you read the story." Just want to talk real quick, if we can, about another thing that I found online that I think that was pretty interesting. If we go back to my notes here, if you look in India, and I want to get the right article, so just give me a second. In India, 9 months ago, people were arrested for all the things that they did as far as killing through the villages. There was a rampage had to be in the fall of last year, that there was a rampage going on to kill Christians and kill Muslims, and other religious sects were killing Christians, the anti-Christian campaign, and they're going through churches and they were just killing whoever was at church, whoever they thought was a Christian, they would kill them. Now, the witnesses that were part of that, they've been the Pakistan and Indian governments finally corralled all that, because it was going all the way from India to Pakistan, which is very close to each other. And what happened, that they finally got these people corralled, and when they did, they started getting death threats. They're actually going to trial right now, and all the witnesses that have witnessed against them and stuff are getting death threats. They're getting threats if they testify that their families would get killed. Now, this is in Orissa State, and the crimes that happened were in Orissa State, but they went to New Delhi, and they're actually getting threats out there. So I tell you what, my friends, we got to pray for India. And my friend, one of my best friends, Timothy, he is from India, and he was on our show last week. We just did a quick little recap, but I'm going to ask him to come in on Thursday, which is our mission day, and we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about all the things that are happening out there in India and everything that's happening with people that's out there, and what does he know about these threats? He's firsthand. I mean, his pastor has been pastoring for years. His brother-in-law was a huge minister out there as well. So his whole family's been in this, and they're firsthand on the ground out there during these persecutions. Our church prayed and supported to try and help them as well. And it's amazing. It's amazing what's happening out there. Another thing I want to tell you was something that caught my eye was a Christian retailers out there, Christian retailers and publishers. They all went to Colorado this last weekend, and what they were trying to do was figure out, why are we missing a lot of youth and young adults sales? There's a lot of young adults and youth sales that are not coming through the Christian bookstores anymore, and they're wondering that they have lost a huge gap. I think over 42% of their sales have gone down. And what they've noticed, that people, the kids that are more stronger in faith and stronger and walking with God are frequently in their church and frequently in their stores, and those that aren't coming to their stores at all, and that they usually see people average age of 45 to 46 inside the stores itself. So we're losing a generation there by them not attending. And of course, a lot of these sales are going to online stuff and again making their own websites and going and buying their own stuff somewhere else. But there still should be foot traffic. There should be some kind of foot traffic. And they're just, I'm looking at this and thinking, you know what? There's kids out there that are not happening, that are not into the program or into the things that they need to get into the faith of God. And we have to do stuff. We have to do stuff. We have to make things happen, and we have to try and reach those people. Another thing, this last week, T.D. Jakes inducted into the International Gospel Hall of Fame, which is awesome. One of my favorite ministers, T.D. Jakes. So these are some of the things that I'm going to start bringing to the show. We're going to bring you updates. We're going to bring you things about the ministry, about what's happening, and we're going to definitely get this sound fixed. I apologize if you had a lot of dead airspace. I'm still getting communication, seeing if they can listen to our last interview. So either way, we're gonna solve this. We're going to figure it out. We're going to believe God is going to restore and bless this thing. But what I wanted to talk to you about was we've had over 26 people come to Christ on our station. I want you to consider being a part of that and sending people that you know that need God. You might not necessarily be the person that's going to witness to them to get them saved. But if you can direct them to our website and let them read our salvation letter, let the Holy Spirit do its job. We're doing our job by being out there and bringing the Word of God. We're doing our part out there by putting as many ministers with influential spiritual godliness in them to get this done. So what I want to ask you is if you can send them to Rev Media Network, Rev Ministries. They all have links everywhere. That we can get them into the gospel, get them into Jesus Christ. And if anyone's listening that hasn't received Jesus, you can visit our website, read the letter. There's a link right there. Remember, visit our sites, revministry.com. Email me at midwatch@midwatchwiththerev.com. And you can also write me at Midwatch or Revelation Ministries, however you want to write it, to P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. All right, my friends, thank you for listening to our show. We're going to return you back to some broadcasts and just give me a minute to set that up for y'all, and we'll be good. God bless. Thank you for listening to The Midwatch.
I want to take this time just to thank all the hosts that have sent in their shows and have been at the studio, or at the auxiliary studio, trying to get everything going and trying to get their programs on the air. This is a huge effort to try and get a station like this put together within the next month or so. The next few weeks, we'll be putting the actual shows through the main station at the church that we have, the property that we have, and we're going to be broadcasting this live 24/7 like we're doing now, but we're going to have more programming at that time. I have churches that have agreed to sign up and to send their MP3s and their CDs to us so we can get this thing going. Now, if you're interested and you like the broadcast, let me tell you this for just 1 minute. We have people from Russia, Netherlands, China, Belgium, Spain, Africa, all listening. I can go online, I can show you statistics and show you who's streaming and who's hearing from those countries. We have very, very up-to-date software. We have the latest information available to us through the web that gives us the ratings and stuff of what we're doing out there. And we're touching people. People are listening anywhere from, 3 minutes to 15 minutes to even an hour at a time. So don't think this is just going out to deaf ears. I believe this is touching and reaching people. I believe that you can be a part of this. It's very simple. If you want to host your show from where your location is, or if you want to come into our studio and you're in the Houston area where you can actually do the show, you don't have to be in Houston or have to be at our studio to actually have a show. Revenue Network will be able to get you to where you got to go. You can be one of the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts available and around this world. If you do have material, please contact us at 888-241-0768. You can hit my extension, it was extension 5, and that'll get straight to me. Or you can go ahead and write us at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. We can send us your CDs through that way. And also, you can email me, therev@revmedianetwork.com. God bless you. Thank you again for listening.